Tashmei, and the Gemara Chasuri Nechsra, I'll tell you really, they were talking about it. Something's missing here. Chasuri Nechsra, something is missing. Vochi Ketoni, this is what he meant to say. Shrashi Chasuri Nechsra, Vochi Ketoni, that Omer Reb Yosi Avtumis, Heyed Mishum Chamishas Kenim, this is what Avtumis meant to say, this. That the Esreg Achalakita Lamaiser, that Logay Tilchas Maiser Gobos Lakita, at the time you pick off the Esreg off the tree, if it was picked off before Tu B'Shvat, it's last year's. If it's picked off after Tu B'Shvat, it's called next year's. The Nogeit HaMaisi Gobosa Lekita. Mashenkin Achecha Notel Shvias. What's Nogeit HaMidi Raisa, the Loch of Shvias, Vili Gobosa Chanota. The other Rabbi Steinu said, you go Bosa when the tree, the fruit blossomed. If the fruit blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, it has Kedushas, it has Yashonah Shishis, there's no Kedushas Shvias. If it first blossomed after Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shvias. Now, Rabbi Seinu Nimdu B'Yusha B'Gomru, that no Esreg Achalakita Bein L'Maisa Bein L'Shvias. So you see, it's a Machlekes. It's a Marshal like this. Chasuri Metz Vochi Ketoni. Esreg, Rabbi Avtum is meant to say, Esreg is Achalakitosa L'Maisa. Of the Diyaka Chanota L'Shvias. What's Nageya to when Kedusha Shvias is Chal, you go Bos to Chanota. And Shvias, of course, starts on the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. So if it was blossomed before Tishrei, it's called Shishis, it's Mutter, has no Kedusha Shvias. If it blossomed after Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, it's called Shemitah. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Yusha, and they gathered together Nusha and said, no, that Achal L'Kitosei, an Esrei tree goes after the time when you picked it off the tree. You should know, Bein L'Maisa, Bein L'Shvias. Whether it's Nageya Tilchas Maiser, and Maiser is totally in Tu B'Shvat, whether it's last year's fruits, or the next coming year, you go Bos L'Kita. And who are din bein l'shvias? That if you picked it off before Rosh Hashanah, before Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, on the sixth year, it's called Bashishis. It has no Kedusha Shvias. But even though it was Chonat, it started to blossom in the sixth year. If you picked it off the tree first on Shvias, you should know it has Kedusha Shvias. So the kid, you see him, I'll wait to see him. Shvashi Vokhi Tushay. Esrig Achle Kita L'maisa, Linyin Chodesh V'yoshin, Linyin Shniya Nechnesim L'shlishis, or Shlishis Revias. That everybody holds that Lakita helps for Maiser, if it's last year's or this year's or the third or second, that's Gobos Lakita. The Yachachanot L'Shvias, Rabbi Hussein said, this is what Rav Tumah said, you go Gobos Achanota, when it blossoms for Shvias. Bein Lehefter, Bein Levir, Kishari Lonis, Uba Shvias HaNechnesis L'Shminis, Mela, of course, is Hefkeru, Obtura Min HaMaiser Avada. Dinulinya Maisa Bishashne Shivu Azo Beirabon Bos Lakita. Why? Because in Esrig, you have to water the tree. Therefore, it looks like a yerek. We said this far of Yerokas is, since you have to water them, they don't grow by themselves by rainwater. Therefore, Yerokas go ask Lakita. An Esrig tree is the same thing. You have to water it yourself. Therefore, you go Bos Lakita. That's Nogeya Temeiser. Abul Ishar Devorib Shovel Ilam. But everything else, Hilchas Shvias, of course, you go Bos Lakanota. Now, the Rabba of Rav Nuna Savrilo Kaftumis. Rabba and Rav Nuna both said like Kaftumis. The Yama Bosa Chanota, that of course you go Bosa the year that the fruits blossom. Lishvias, Hilkach, therefore, they both told that Bas Shvias Shenechneset Lishvinis. If you have this Esri tree that started to blossom on the seventh year during Shemitah, even though it grew into the eighth year and you first picked it up on the eighth year, Avadis Chayevis Bebir. It has Kedusha Shvias. There is a mitzvah's beer. You have to take it out of your house when there's no more fruits on the field for the animal. And fakert, if it blossoms on the sixth year, even though you picked it up on Shmias on the seventh year, you know, Pturim in a Maiser. Halach with his pot, Pturim in a beer. The Yozo Bosa Chanota. They go Bosa Chanota. Or Mithlik Pligi Rav Ramuna, Bemilsa the Aftumis. Behold, that Ramuna saw Bakivan the Pturim in a beer, Chayavis a Maiser. The lot of care the alcohol. That's an Amnunis forum. That the Maiser, since it does not have Kedusha Shvias on it right now, it doesn't have a Ptur of Maiser. The Rabbi Sava know that safe Yara Koba Mash Moshmim, since everybody comes and takes it, therefore it's called Hefker. Avo Moida Aftum is the Ptur Mina Maiser. The Aftum is Maskimos as Potem Mina Maiser. So Akoponim, they both hold like Aftumis. That the Jeb Shimon says not like that, Jeb Shimon goes according to Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Yusha B'Yomru, that even for Din Shvias, you go Bos HaShas Lakita. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon said,
If you have this esrog, they started to blossom on Shemitah, but you first picked it off the tree on the eighth year, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Because they hold, like Rabbi Seinu said, that even for Kedusha Shvius, still you go boss to what? Boss Lakita. So since the mice you first picked the esrog off the tree on Shemitah, the eighth year, therefore we say it's potter from beer, it has no Kedusha Shvius.
Rabbi Yochanan of Resh Lakish, Amri Tavayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish both say that Esrig Bashishis, you have an Esrig that blossomed in the sixth year, Shenich Nesol Shrias, it kept on growing on the tree until it came into Shemitah, and you first picked it off on Shemitah, is Li'orilam Shishis, it has Aloha like Shishis, you go Bosach Hanota, it has no Kedusha Shrias. That's where we hold Aloha, that you go Bosach Hanota. Kiyosi Rovin, when Ravin said, Omer Rav Yechanan, that Kiyosu Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer, he said, Omer name of Rav Yechanan, that Esrig Bashishis, if you have an Esrig the sixth year, Shenichnasol Shrias, that grew into Shrias, Afilu Kizayis, even if before Shemitah on the sixth year it only grew Kizayis, that's all. In other words, as long as it blossomed before the seventh year on the sixth year, Vinah says Kikar, and it grew on Shemitah, mamish so big to be the size of a big bread, loaf of bread, Yishunol Chayovim Alei Mishum Tevel. Still it has a loch of Tevel, the Zechi of Trumas and Isis. Even though most of it grew during Shemitah, the loch reached the Gobos HaChanata. Lamaisa, when did it blossom on the sixth year? This Esrig blossomed on the sixth year, therefore it has the loch of the sixth year, and it's Mechui of Trumas and Isis. You don't go boss to Lakita, but for sure you go boss to Chanota. Rashi says, Afilu Kizayis, Afilu Godlo Veshishis, Elamat, it only grew a little bit in the sixth year. For Ruba Godlo Veshvias, but most of it grew in the seventh year. Achinasos Kikiko, the Esra grew so big like a loaf of bread, still Chayevis, Mishum Tevel, the boss of Chanota Zlinim. That's the loch, we go boss to Chanota by Shvias. Tell Rabbon. Ilon Shechonto Peirosov Koidim Tesvov Vishvat. If you have a tree, an apple tree, any tree, that the fruit started to blossom before Tu Bishvat, before the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis, therefore Misaseh Lashonah Shavro. It has the loch of last year's crop, and if last year was the second year, you have to take off now Maisa Sheni on it. And it has a loch, you take off Trumas Maisis on last year's crop. What about Achat Tu Bishvat? Let's say this tree, the Teres first blossomed after Tu Bishvat, after the Rosh Hashanah, Mis'as HaLashanah Bo. It has a loch like next year's crop. If next year is the third year, you only take off Meiser Oni, not Meiser Sheni. And you're going to take off Meiser on the next year's crop, not on last year's crop. Now, Omer Reb Nechemya said, B'medavar Mamurim, when do I say this, that there, you go Bosa Chanoto, when the tree blossomed, B'ilon, Sha'oisa Shtei Brechus B'Shonah. When the tree gives off like two different times fruit throughout the year. It gives off two different sets of fruits. For the Gemara, Shtei Brechus HaKadaitach. What you mean, the Lashon of Shtei Brechus? Brechus is always a Lashon by birds, the nest. That you have birds in the nest. So for the Gemara, you don't use that Lashon by trees. It's the Lashon of nest by birds. Ela, what the Gemara means to say, Nechemya, Ela Eimo Kein Shtei Brechus. It means that the fruits have two seasons throughout the year. The Drashi, Shtei Brechus HaKadaitach. And Lashon Zeh Neufel Ela B'Eifel is only a Lashon by birds. Kedet Nan. Halakeach Peiros Shevach. If you take the birds of a tree nest, Mavriach Abricha Rishoina, the first nest, the first ones that gave birth. Rakol Ponim, you see, it's a lashon of nest by birds. So Gemara says, Kein Shtei Brichas, Shein Peirosov Nigmarim Kachas. The fruits don't finish at one time. There's like two different times of the year that you pull off the fruits. To go and tain them. Like let's say you have these figs, Kedarminan Gabe Kitnius. They sell like Kitnius. They get ripe at different times of the year, and you pick them off the tree different times of the year. So such a tree, I say, you go bosa chanoto, you go bosa when the fruit blossoms. Let's say you have a type of a fruit tree. To go into column, let's say like a palm tree, like dates, that all of them get ripe at one time. Who are the olives? All olives are ripe on the exact same time on the tree. Alright, turn over. They're going to call them like a palm tree. Ros bezeisim charuvim, these olive tree or a boxer tree. Is alpha pi shechonto perisayim kaidim tu bishvat. Even though these olives blossom before Rosh Hashanah, before Tu Bishvat, Yishino Mesasri and Lashon Abo. Still you go after the Zaman Lakita when you pick it off the tree next year, and as the loch of next year's tree. Since it only has one season, they're all ripe at one time, then you go Bos Lakita. Rashi says, Al Ilon, Sheperosov Nakotum Kechot Bos Lakita Zinabu. Then you go Bos Lakita, it's like Yerokas. They're all ripe at one time, you go Bos Lakita then, when you pick them off the tree. And if you pick the fruits off the tree after Tu Bishvat, it has locha like next year, and you give mice according to next year, and on next year's fruits, not on last year's fruits.
Yeah.
Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, no go on the charuvim from Nechemia. By charuvim, by boxer, people help like Nechemia. That since the boxer tree, all the fruits are ripe at the same time, it's all picked off the same time, therefore you go after Lakita. When you picked it off the tree, that's the year of Meisim. But more Eitzvei Resh Lakish Rav Yechanan. So Resh Lakish had a kasha to Rav Yechanan. There's a Mishnah in Shvias that says, B'noi Suach. B'noi Suach, what she said, the first perspective of the Zorah, Teinich Yurta. These are white figs. You have white figs on a tree. That Shvias Shalahem, B'noi Suach, Shvias Shalahem, Shniya. That their Shvias is different. So Rashi, Shvias Shalahem, not different. I mean, Shniya means the second year. Shviyah Shalem Shniya. The Shviyah is the second year of Shemitah. What does that mean? Shviyah Shalem. Which period do you have to be Noi Kedusha Shviyah? Negus Beshona Shniya Shal Shemitah. These white figs that you pull off the tree, the second year of Shemitah, after Shemitah. For the first time, like the school explained, like why? The Chura Shviyah are the parents that grew on Shviyah. So why does he say you go after the second year? If nay, it says a reason. In other words, when the fruits you pick off now, you should know, blossom 2 years ago. Like it stays on the tree for 3 years. So if you're picking off the fruits now during the second year of Shemitah, you should know when did they blossom? Like 3 years ago on Shvias. So since they blossomed on Shvias, you see it as a lot like Shvias. So what do you see? Even these type of figs that are all picked off the same time off the tree, you don't go after the year that you picked it off, and now it's the third, second year Shemitah, it shouldn't have Kedusha Shvias. No, still you go Bosa Chanota. You go Bosa when the fruits blossom. And since the fruits blossom on Shvias, it has Kedusha Shvias. The Rashi of Nei Shoisoi Shoshoshonim. Teres HaChoyntim Bom Shvias. The fruits, these figs that blossomed on Shvias, and the Gemara Mat Shona Shnia Shoshmita. They're only finished ripe to pick off the tree 3 years later. The second year of Shemitah. V'yanan v'osechanot azlinu v'norga bo Shvias. And still the Mishnah says it has Kedusha Shvias, because you go after the Chanota. You see, even though these figs that are all picked off at the same time, and it only has one brecha, so it's enough like of Nechemia. Even a tree that only has one brecha, one crop, still you go v'osechanot and not v'oslekita. So Ishtek Nechemia kept quiet. Omale Rav Abba koyin Rabbi Yossi hakoyin. Rav Abba koyin said to Rabbi Yossi hakoyin. My yishtik, like, why did he keep quiet? Leimele, let him answer. Amin alochua no Rav Nechemia. Like, why did Rav Yechon keep quiet? Rav Yechon say, I said over what Rav Nechemia holds. According to Rav Nechemia, you go Bos Lakita. V'yata matli Rabbonin. And you're telling me a Mishnah good. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. We know that. The Rabbonin hold that all trees, you go Bos Lechanota. It's only Rav Nechemia's chiddush to say that since it's first, it has only one crop, you go after Lakita. So what's so schwer if I said a lot according to Rav Nechemia? True, the Rabbonim love you, but I'm only saying what Rav Nechemia holds. So he meant to say, Mishun Diyomele, he meant to ask back like this, Shavkis Rabbonim v'yadus Rav Nechemia? Like, that's also a kasha. How come you left over the Rabbonim and you held like Rav Nechemia? That's also a kasha. Avad v'shepas, let the Rabbonim. That even by figs that have one crop only, you should go Bos Lechanota. For the Gemara of Aleimele, why didn't he say like this? Kamina Lecho Nogu, V'yata Matali Yisura. Like I only said they were naive, that's the way people did. And you're asking me for Misr. As Rashi says, V'yata Matali Yisura, the Yosla Mezo Bos Lechito, Anoname Medina the Yosla Nogu Kach. Like I'm also asking, the din is you're not allowed to go Bos Lechito. The din is like the Rabbon and you go Bos Lechanota always. You go boss of the year, the time when it blossomed. I said over the minute, I'm just telling you the way they did. that people in my place were not like Rav Nechemya. That's all I meant to say. But not that I really hold the lockers like that. The Yomalei, B'mokim Yisura, Ki Nogu Shafkinilei. It's still a question on you. What do you mean to say that people were not, you let them act that way, like Rav Nechemya? In other words, since that locker is not like Rav Nechemya, the locker is like the Rabbonin, that really you go boss for Chanota. So since you go boss Chanota, how could you say by you the meaning was to go boss Lakita? Like I have a kasher on you also. How did you let them be noig that way? You should have been moich, you should have told them to do the wrong thing. For the Moabite, Balaimele, why didn't he answer him like this? Balaimele, Kiya, Mina Lachuano, Maisa Charub, and the Rabbonin. When did I say the meaning is we could hold like a Nechemya by Maisa of Boxer Sonim with the Rabbonin? Like we said, Midiraisa, there's only a Chiyah Trumas of Maisa on Dog and Tirish Vietzer. Only on the five types of grains, and on olives, and on grapes. That's the only thing Midiraisa. All fruits and vegetables are only Midirabonin. So about Charuv and Boxer Sonim with the Rabbonin, there I hold the hold like a Nechemya. The Yarta Matali Shriyas the Raisa, and you're asking me a kashir about the Aloha of Shriyas, which is the Raisa. How about the Vilcha Shemitah? I'm also asking you go boss the Chanota. That's a din the Raisa. The Raisa about the world trees go after the Zman of the Chanota. So that's the Mishnah in Shriyas. That since these Bnei Suach, they were Chonat, they were blossomed during the seventh year, even though you first picked them off 3 years later, they have Kedusha Shriyas on it. They have Kedusha Shriyas. You're not the Shriyas. The Raisa, so Shviyas, I'm asking you go boss Chanota. I just said that by Cheruv and by Boxer, you go boss Lakita. So what do you want from me? El Omer Rabba Koyin. Rabba Koyin meant to say this. To Mahani, in Meshiva Resh Lakas the Chuvazu. Like, I wonder if Resh Lakas really is this Kasha to Rav Yechon or not. Like, we just got finished saying, really, there's no Kasha. Rav Yechon only said it on the Rabbanon the Kalach of Cheruvim, but on the Raisa, he'd be masking. So Gemara says, in Medieval, you have a question if he asked it or not. And for Isva, we just learned for sure Resh Lakish asked this question. So what do you mean you have a doubt if he asked it or not? Elo, what he meant to say is like this, Eimo, in Kibla Rav Yechon in Lo Kibla. I'm a supik like if Rav Yechon accepted his question or he didn't accept his question. It's like Rashi says, even though Rav Yechon kept quiet when Resh Lakish asked him this question, so maybe he kept quiet because he agreed to the question, he held he was wrong. Whereas the other tzad Rashi is no. That he kept quiet is the pshat layichpetle. It didn't bother him. Because the elder kash is not a kash at all. To laidomi maise peris ilon de rabbonin. Liachmurebe kishvias yiraisa. Like we just said. Maybe the reason why Gerichon kept quiet because the elder is no kash here at all. But I just said you could hold like a Nechemya by Cheruvim, which is only the rabbonin. Venechnami, Allah of Shriyas, which is the Raisam, there of course I'm asking to the Mishnah in Shriyas that says, you go boss the Chanota like all Ilonis. Alright, we'll stop here.